A police gang specialist predicts there'll be more attempts to corrupt police officers as more gang members arrive here after being deported from Australia. He says they're bringing with them Australian-style organised crime that's dependent on bad cops and corrupt officials. There's been a 26% increase in gang membership in 2 years. That's the largest growth since the 1970s. It's partly fuelled by the deportees from across the Tasman, bringing with them a more sophisticated social media savvy approach, which is increasing recruitment. Hamish Cardwell reports.
Detective Sergeant Ray Sunkel says the gang members deported from Australia, known as the 501s, are completely changing how gangs operate here. He says they're more likely to be armed and violent, but that's not what worries him the most.
The single biggest fear I have, however, and it ties in with this here, the single biggest risk posed by the 501s is not guns and it's not drugs. It's corruption. It's our biggest risk.
He says the Australian deportees know that for organised crime to truly thrive, they need corrupt officials.
As they come in to New Zealand, as they peddle their wares and their way of conducting organised crime business, I expect that they will try to corrupt more.
Mr. Sunkel says officers might not even be aware that they're being sounded out.
Yeah, I think an offer to head down the dark road often happens without people even knowing it. They don't even understand that they're being groomed. And it probably is as simple as that, saying that it's a grooming that happens and it's a gradual process to get someone who's not a corrupt officer to corrupt them.
Transparency International ranks New Zealand as the second least corrupt country in the world. The president of the police association, Chris Cahill, says one of the factors contributing to this is that police officers here are comparatively well off.
We're lucky in New Zealand. We know that one of the key things to stop corruption is to have a well-paid police force and to have a good superannuation scheme. And New Zealand police have a compulsory superannuation scheme. And without that around the world, we know people start looking for their own superannuation scheme. So we're lucky there.
But Detective Superintendent Ian Chapman, who heads the Financial Crime Group, says our low corruption ranking could be overstated, depending on how it's defined.
What I do know is that every time a lawyer, an accountant, or a real estate agent, or a high-value dealer chooses to be part of an organised crime group, that's corruption. Every time an importation makes its way into New Zealand, there are corrupt officials enabling that to happen. This is a process that is happening every single day.
The Assistant Commissioner for Serious and Organised Crime, Richard Chambers, says talking about the threat of corruption will help officers spot the risks and stay clear. For Morning Report, Ko Hamish Cardwell, aho.